This podcast is brought to you by Howie's Store. Save 50% on restaurants, hotels, and more. To order, go to HowieCarshow.com and click on Store. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
From the beginning of time, nations and people have faced unforeseen challenges, including large-scale and very dangerous health threats. This is the way it always was and always will be. The vast majority of Americans, the risk is very, very low.
The guy's an actor. He's reading a script. When they tell you not to panic, that's when you run!
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
The NCAA announced that its upcoming championship events will take place without fans.
And tonight, the NBA suspending its season following the games tonight as a player tests positive.
This is crazy. This can't be true. I mean, it's not within the realm of possibilities. It's just, it seemed more like out of a movie than reality.
You could be more right than you know.
Houston, we have a problem.
Actor Tom Hanks posted on social media that he and his wife, Rita Wilson, have tested positive for the virus.
You never know what you're going to get.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
The president referred to the coronavirus as a, quote, foreign virus. It's going to come across to a lot of Americans as smacking of xenophobia.
Okay. The Wuhan coronavirus.
The first U.S. case of Chinese coronavirus.
The world's first lab-grown copy of the Wuhan coronavirus.
The Chinese coronavirus.
The death toll from the Wuhan coronavirus.
I can keep going.
Unchained and unstoppable.
We must put politics aside, stop the partisanship, and unify together as one nation and one family.
Can I finish now?
No, but no, you can't, John. John, he's the president. Even if someone else wrote it, it should be
right. I know he did, and he has to be Don.
This is CNN. Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Everything's getting canceled. I just got a memo from the Federal District Court in Boston. Everything, all the trials and court appearances have been continued until April 27th. Today is March 12th. That's six weeks.
As if the Suffolk County DA wasn't canceling enough cases on her own.
Well, this is down the street. This is on Northern Avenue. But yeah, it's the same thing. I mean, does this mean that we're not going to have any state cops doing the perp walk until April 27th? I'm disappointed. And then they've canceled the ACC tournament, the Atlantic Coast Conference tournament, one day too late for my team, the UNC Tar Heels. They got smoked last night. The last game of the season, apparently, they lost by 28. So I guess their season was canceled anyway. Anyway, well,
is that why you covered up your actual shirt today?
I thought that we had to cover up Matthews Brothers. I thought we had to do Matthews Brothers a certain number of days per week.
And will you also, what do you have underneath Matthews Brothers?
I have an NC shirt.
Yes.
This will be, I won't be needing the NC shirt until next November, December. All right. 844-500-4242. What did I tell you about Joe Biden disappearing? And I said they're going to try to cancel the debate. And first yesterday they announced, well, the debate in Arizona, we're not going to have an audience. Today they've announced they're moving it to Washington, D.C. There's still, you know, 72 hours left till the debate. I don't think there's going to be a debate. It's just going to be a discussion now, a discussion. And Joe Biden has announced that, you know, for the sake of the health of the American people, the dozens, if not scores, of people who go to his rallies, they're canceling all future rallies, and they're going to be virtual events. How predictable was this?
Can you sniff hair through the computer?
I don't know.
Skype sniff?
617 says, Howie, coronavirus is a cancel culture. Everything is getting canceled. There's no doubt about that. We've got all kinds of stuff is gone. I was watching. I couldn't watch Fox last night. I got tired of this coronavirus 24/7. So I switched over to ESPN, and they were in a state of panic because the players at some game had all run off the court right before the game was to start. And it turns out one of them tested positive for coronavirus.
Yeah, the player from the Jazz.
Gobert.
They just played the Celtics at the Garden last weekend, and I guess he was at a press conference and someone asked him about coronavirus.
Oh, and he made a joke.
And as a joke, he touched all of the microphones and stuff with his hands. Did not age well, as someone pointed out on Twitter.
So, but Joe was out there today. Joe was making one of his swan song appearances here. And, you know, he's got a lot to say. Let's start with Cut 49. This is just about an hour ago.
The Department of Defense should be planning now, should have been planning, to prepare for the potential deployment of the resources provided, medical facility capacity, and logistic support that only they can do.
What?
The Department of Defense. Is that the Department of Walls?
Is that the wall building department? Exactly.
The Department of Defense. And he's reading. He's got
the
a
Department of Defense
up.
Should be planning now. Should have been planning.
Okay. And then this next one. This is one of those sentences. They're coming increasingly more often, where it's really hard to even transcribe them to put in a column or online. You just have to listen to them and make your own interpretation. It's like kind of like listening to the Delphic Oracle.
So it's inconvenient for you is what you're saying, because it's hard to transcribe for a column.
Right. Well, I've been through this before with the Wizard of Oz.
Yes, so have I.
Or Mumbles Menino. I mean, this is par for the course. All right. Okay. So again, if you can transcribe this and send it to us, we'd appreciate it. And so would everybody. Cut 50.
In a week from now, a month from now, we can need an instant 500-bed hospital to isolate and treat patients in any city in this country.
Hmm. An instant hospital?
A month from now, we can need an instant 500-bed hospital.
Is that like instant potatoes or instant coffee?
Is that new?
We're gonna have an instant hospital.
Is that new soap opera, Instant Hospital?
An instant hospital, and so they've sent out at least a million of these test kits. But Joe, you know, he likes to inflate. You know, a few thousand fatalities become 150 million. 60, 80 million women in the workplace become 720 million. But now he's devolving the math. He's subtracting rather than multiplying. Cut 48.
The administration's failure on testing is colossal. And it's a failure of planning, leadership, and execution. The White House should measure and report each day, each and every day, how many tests have been ordered, how many tests have been completed, and how many have tested positive. By next week, the number of tests should be in the millions, not the thousands.
And they should be reporting back to the Department of Defense and the instant hospital. Just add water and the hospital springs right up. Stir. And then let stand for 5 minutes before enjoying. Incidentally, would you like to hear Joe Biden back in 2009 on the swine flu, when he was in charge of the preparations here? This was his idea of reassuring the public. Okay, we'll play 44, where he talks about how much better he did than the president. Cut 44.
No president can promise to prevent future outbreaks, but I can promise you this: when I'm president, we will be better prepared, respond better, and recover better. We'll lead with science. We'll listen to the experts. We'll heed their advice. And we'll build American leadership and rebuild it to rally the world to meet a global threats that we are unlikely to face again.
Spring training has just been canceled.
Oh, look at McKay. Oh, no. He's baseball's biggest fan.
Opening day has been postponed as well.
I do feel bad for
people. Opening day has been postponed?
Yeah, breaking the delays opening day over coronavirus.
Okay. Well, add Major League Baseball to the poll question, Taylor, or rework it a little bit. We said spring training, just say Major League Baseball. But anyway, before we get any further, go ahead, read that.
Stephen Miller tweeted out, good thing Joe Biden wasn't vice president when 61 million people in the U.S. were hit with swine flu and 12,000 people died. Sure hope he's asked about this. Don't worry, Stephen Miller. He won't be asked about it.
Well, here he is trying to reassure the people 11 years ago when he was the vice president about swine flu. And again, remember, you know, if you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs, then you will be a man, my son. That's Rudyard Kipling. Or a woman. You will be a woman, you know, an adult. But here is Joe Biden keeping his head on swine flu 11 years ago. Cut 46.
I would tell members of my family, and I have, I wouldn't go anywhere in confined places now. It's not that it's going to Mexico. It's you're in a confined aircraft. When one person sneezes, it goes all the way through the aircraft. That's me. I would not be at this point if they had another way of transportation, suggesting they ride the subway. So from my perspective, what it relates to is mitigation. If you're out in the middle of a field and someone sneezes, that's one thing. If you're in a closed aircraft, a closed right. container, a closed car, a closed classroom, it's a different thing.
So, Mr. Vice President, should I stay off the subway, all the subways to Mexico, or just the one to, like, Guadalajara and Monterrey? Is it okay to get on the subway to Mexico City or Acapulco? What a dope. What a bleeping dope. And one more before we go. Cut 51.
We must, all of us, follow the guidelines of the health officials and take appropriate protections to protect ourselves and critically, to protect others, especially those who are most at risk for this disease. It's going to mean making some radical changes in our personal behaviors. More frequent and more thorough hand washing, staying home from work if you're ill, but also altering the deeply ingrained habits in our country, like handshakes and hugs.
It's more deeply ingrained for him than for most of us. Let's just be honest. The hugging.
Mr. Vice President, what about hair sniffing?
Shoulder rubbing.
Sneaking up behind women.
Whispering in ears.
But Taylor, it's like O.J. Simpson lecturing us on marriage or something. Does he not realize how ironic it is that the guy who cannot keep his hands to himself is telling us not to hug? Don't worry about me, Joe. I don't invade people's personal space. You're the invader.
Uncle Joe Biden, you liked him in Petticoat Junction. You're going to love him in the White House. 844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. If you're like me,
Circle Joe, he's a moving kind of slow at the junction. Petticoat Junction.
Coronavirus Junction. I'm Howie Carr.
He's the guru of graft. It's Howie Carr.
Hi, this is Cindy from Austerville, Massachusetts.
This is Brett Rock from Dunstable, Massachusetts.
This is Amy in Lisbon Falls, Maine, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
We had a cheap bastard deal yesterday at Boone's on the Old Port District in Portland. Went fast in like 3 or 4 minutes. We have another cheap bastard deal today.
It's Howie Carr's cheap bastard deal.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds too good to be true.
Oh, no, it's real, and it's a steal.
You know there's plenty more when you shop at Howie's store for another Howie Carr cheap bastard deal.
Howie Carr, the cheapest bastard around.
Grace is going to handle this one today because it involves services that that she's really into.
Yes, I am here for the Cheap Astro deal for IPL and Skin Wellness. They're located in Timeless Salon and Spa in Dover, New Hampshire. And this is a $120 value for the gift card. Its selling price is $60. We do not have a lot of these. They will go fast. But I'm going to explain to you the two treatments that this covers. One of them is IPL permanent hair removal treatments. If you have not gotten it, it's similar to a laser hair removal, except it's a little bit gentler. If you have never gotten laser hair removal, you are missing out. It is the best money you will ever spend. You will never need to use razors, shaving cream. That stuff adds up and it's annoying. This is a perfect thing to get. It's an investment and it's so worth it. The second thing, which I think a lot of people will be interested in, is the Skin Classics treatment. And what this does is it covers a variety of problems that people have with their face, whether it's skin tags, sunspots, broken capillaries. A lot of people, I know older people.
Can we get one for Bill Weld's, all these disappointments in the Republican primaries?
Well, if he, that's not nice, but if he wants one, HowieKarcher.com, click store. But what this does is if you have broken capillaries under on your cheeks or on your nose and you don't think you can ever get rid of it, it looks like rosacea, this is what you want to use. If you look at some of the before and afters online, because I had never heard of Skin Classics, it's unbelievable for women out there who have sunspots that they need to get rid of.
Also known as age spots, right?
Age spots. If you have skin tags, a lot of people get little skin tags under their eyes and they think they need to pay a dermatologist to laser them off or freeze them off. This is what you should do. And also, I want to tell people out there that if you have a wife or a sister or a friend, she's not going to want to spend money on herself, but this is something really cool you can get someone that they'll appreciate and they're definitely going to want to use.
But what you should say, if you're a guy getting this for your significant other, say, I'm not getting this because I say you need it. I just heard you talking about it.
You know
how you wanted to do this. So this is my treat to you.
Well, it's funny because I was talking to Dawn, and she is one of the estheticians at IPL Skin Wellness. And that's the other thing is that the estheticians know what they're doing. They are licensed and they know how to do these things. So you don't have to worry. It's not some sketchy thing. It's all really clean and precise and the results are amazing. And Dawn said to me, she's like, the same thing you just said, Howie. She said all the women who get this as a gift are so thankful. No one ever says, oh, what do you mean by this? People have little things on their face that they want to get rid of, especially
older
women.
But honey, don't you remember telling me about this?
Yes.
Oh, that's the line you used. That something in your own words.
And if you get a laser treatment, the great thing about this is everything takes like 15 minutes.
You look great, baby. This will make you look even better.
It's awesome. I cannot recommend this stuff enough. It is so worth it. Not having to shave is the best thing ever. So make sure you go to HowieKarcher.com, click on store. It's good for Skin Classics treatment and IPL permanent hair removal. I love the word permanent. It means you never have to do it again.
So where do they go?
They go to HowieKarcher.com, click on store. We only have so many of these. They will sell out. So go now. It's a great Mother's Day gift too.
We'll be right back. HowieKarcher.com. Click on store. Cheap bastard deal. Du jour. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Talking about erectile dysfunction isn't easy, but with Roman now it can be. With Roman, you can get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for erectile dysfunction, all from the comfort and privacy of your own home. No awkward visits to the physician or the pharmacy. Go to GetRoman.com/Howie to get a free online visit and free two-day shipping. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Which will you miss more, NHL, NBA, MLB, the NCAA conference tournaments, or I won't miss any of them?
I'm torn between won't miss any of them and the tournament.
Sounds like you're missing the tournaments.
Yeah, it's okay, Howie.
My team is already out as of last night. Again, they lost by 28 points in Greensboro.
But you always follow it every year.
It was a fitting end to a rotten season, 14-19. That's their final
record.
You're
a participating viewer.
Yeah, so I will miss the tournament, the college tournament.
Taylor, what about you?
I'm not going to miss a damn thing.
Don't care. That's what he is.
Okay, what are the results?
Grace, what about you?
I'm NHL. I like the Bruins games. I mean, I don't live for them or anything, but I know some people who do, and I think they're fun. And the guys on the NHL are so cute. Pastrnak, hottie.
10% say they're going to miss the NCAA tournaments. 4% will miss the MLB. Of course, we just added that, so that's going to go up. Only 1%.
Well, they were just canceled 10 minutes ago.
Right, right. Only 1% are going to... Most people don't know they're going to have to miss them yet. 1% are going to miss the NBA. 17% going to miss hockey. And 68% say they won't miss a thing.
You know who's going to miss this? All the jock sniffers on sports talk radio stations.
I just tweeted that out. I said, if you think sports radio sucked already, buckle up, pal.
It's going to be a lot of where's Tom Brady going to go talk for the next couple of months. That's all they have.
Talk about an overworked subject. Oh, and what about Mr. Kraft? He's got his next more court filings in May. But again, that's probably going to be postponed too, considering that they've kicked all the federal court cases in Boston down the road by 6 weeks.
I can tell you one thing: the spa he was going to, that's definitely going to be closed down due to this. It's a lot of too much close contact.
844-500-4242.
Yep. No Jay, hugging.
Jay from Chelsea says, when Grace mentioned the broken capillaries, I thought, what about Bill Weld? But as I was reaching for the phone, you blurted it out. You and me and 10,000 other people. Yeah, I know. 16 of whom just texted in, just like you, Jay.
A lot of people are asking about that, though. It is true. And all you have to do is go to before and after for that. And you'll see that Skin Classics treatments on broken capillaries and skin tags and sunspots, or as Howie calls them, age spots. You will not believe the results. But go to HowieCarter.com, click store to get your cheap Astro deal. Half off, 50% off.
Here's one, 774. I don't know, Grace. I see this backfiring and me being in the doghouse.
Trust me, dudes out there, she's going to be fine with it. She's just going to be happy you thought of her and that she can use the gift. That's all we want, is to be able to use it.
Plus, chances are she's yapping all the time anyway. And even if she hasn't mentioned it, she's not going to be able to remember that she hasn't been mentioning it because she's been thinking about it.
Yeah.
I guarantee you she's been thinking about it.
And I can tell you another thing. We don't want any more chocolates. Most of us are trying to, you know, stay fit. We want something that we can use.
Pinch me, I'm dreaming, says 781. I just saw gasoline in Wilmington, Mass., $2.05 a gallon. Well, you know, this is terrible what's going on. You know, the oil price war. It's a terrible thing, isn't it? Here's another 781. For crying out loud, a small church flea market I was supposed to do in a little town outside of Boston in April was just canceled by the Board of Health. Everything's being canceled.
I don't understand the need to cancel things. What about just postponing? That's what I don't get.
Well, they're postponing the Boston Marathon. Because that's such big money that they're going to postpone it to September. Isn't that when they have the New York Marathon? Is that going to bump into the New York Marathon?
I
won't be able to get mail at my post office box in Wellesley in September, rather than not being able to get it in April.
Can you tell that Taylor, Howie, and I are not the type of people who will ever be running a marathon by how little we know about them?
I run away from the marathon. I try to avoid it at all possible costs.
I think it's also because a lot of people raise money, so they have to, you know, deliver on that promise, right?
844-500-4242-207. This is a good point. I just had an epiphany. Part of the reason why Trump sounds so smart is that he doesn't use big words. The other part of why he sounds so smart is he doesn't mess up using big words like Nancy Pelosi or Joe Biden. You think defense is a big word to him? he blew defense today. Apartment of Defense. But you're right. You're right about that. I remember in 2016 they kept saying, Donald Trump, if you diagram his sentences, he speaks at a sixth grade level. And they write it with a sneer. And I'm looking at myself, you know, they used to teach you in journalism school, you want to write at a very simple level. Use Anglo-Saxon words rather than Latin words if possible, and keep the sentences short. Because people lose their train of thought, their concentration. I mean, he understood that, and he understands it. And you know the other thing he does? He's like a blues singer repeating himself. You know, the blues singers, they always are, devil dog coming down the highway, devil dog coming down the highway. And while you're thinking of the next line, Devil dog coming down the highway. While I'm running away. While I'm running away. So he keeps, he's like doing his speeches or his impromptu remarks as like a blues singer. He repeats them twice, and then he comes up with a new line, and it's easy to follow. You're right. Okay, 844-500-4242.
Howie, someone tweeted out today who's running the marathon. If they're going to cancel the marathon, can they let us know soon? Because I'd really rather sleep in this weekend than go on a 22-mile run. Because that's what they all have to do. They have to warm up every weekend. So I think some people are breathing a sigh of relief. Not everyone, but some people.
844-500-4242. Russ, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Russ.
First of all, Howie, to the Biden puppeteers, to me, he's their Charlie McCarthy, and there's no question about it. And God forbid if he became the president, they're going to be pulling all the strings on Joe Biden, otherwise known as Charlie McCarthy. The other two things I want to say is this. President Trump's son is right on the money. If the Trump haters only loved this country as much as they hate Trump, they wouldn't be so stupid. And I also want to make one other comment, and this was said by Huckabee in reference to Trump's tweets. He said, if you needed a major heart operation, do you want the surgeon with the best bedside manner or one that is top rated?
Right. No, you're exactly right. And they're blaming him for everything. He announced that they weren't going to let in any Chinese nationals, like, what, 5 weeks ago, or most Chinese nationals. And then they said he was xenophobic, right? So then they said, why isn't he cutting off more travel? So last night he says, okay, we're not going to let any people come in from the European Union, not Britain, because they're not in the European Union anymore, but nobody from the European Union, mainly meaning Italy, I guess, because they have a higher rate of infection. And so today, the Democrats, who were complaining that we hadn't shut the borders quickly enough, have now filed legislation in the House to end the travel bans. I mean, which do they want? And then let's play the cut of Biden about the Cut 41 from Biden.
But neither should we panic or fall back on xenophobia. Labeling COVID-19 a foreign virus does not displace accountability for the misjudgments that have been taken thus far by the Trump administration. Let me be crystal clear. The coronavirus does not have a political affiliation. It will infect Republicans, independents, and Democrats alike. And will not discriminate based on national origin, race, gender, or zip code. It will touch people in positions of power, as well as the most vulnerable in our society.
So calling it a foreign virus is xenophobic. My first question for Joe Biden is, could you spell that, Mr. Vice President, xenophobic for me? Okay? And don't look at the teleprompter either. And don't look at Beto's campaign manager, who is now your campaign manager. Now, the other thing is, when did this become xenophobic? Let's have the supercut of all the basically CNN and MSNBC or MSLSD or MSDNC, whatever you want to call it, referring to the coronavirus as the Chinese virus or the Wuhan virus.
The Wuhan coronavirus has now surpassed the 2003 SARS outbreak.
The first U.S. case of Chinese coronavirus was confirmed at one of her hospitals.
Inside that building is the world's first lab-grown copy of the Wuhan coronavirus outside mainland China.
The Chinese coronavirus death toll has jumped to at least 26 people.
The death toll from the Wuhan coronavirus spiked today.
The Chinese virus, the coronavirus that is worrying the whole world.
This comes as the Chinese coronavirus death toll has jumped to at least 26 people and sickened at least 835 people.
Mr. Vice President, was that all xenophobic? Was that all nativist? You know, incidentally, you know, MERS, remember MERS, MERS?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Middle Eastern Respiratory Syndrome. Yes.
Cancel it.
Yes. Do you know what?
You better watch your microaggressions, bro.
Do you remember the Hong Kong flu?
Oh,
Oh, gosh.
How dare you?
Where's the censor beep, Taylor? We're going to get in trouble here.
1918, we had something called the Spanish flu. Is that something that's xenophobic? Spanish flu? How dare you?
Howie, Molly Hemingway had a bunch of really good tweets today, but one thing she said was, if they were actually genuinely concerned about this and not trying to play it up, and we're not trying to downplay it, because it is, you know, if you're older, you should be taking all the necessary precautions. But she said, if it were as big a deal as they're trying to make us believe, they wouldn't be doing things like the xenophobia thing. They would be letting go of this political correct hoopla that they're always concocting. But that's how you know, because they haven't changed their behavior. They're doing the same things they always do. They are overplaying their hand.
So Jim Acosta said that the speech smacked of xenophobia, even though the reporters, so-called, on CNN and MSNBC had been describing it in the exact same phrases and words that the President of the United States was using it on in his speech last night. But it's okay when they do it, but when he does it, it's xenophobia.
You can literally put his both tweets together side by side of him calling it the Wuhan virus and now him admonishing Trump. But they don't care. That they don't even acknowledge the hypocrisy. They just move on to the next thing.
844-500-4242. Thanks for the call, Russ. I'm Howie Carr.
You can call him Fat Boy, just don't call him late for dinner. It's Howie Carr.
This is Kevin from Brockton.
This is Karen from Boiling Springs, South Carolina.
This is Officer Mark calling from beautiful Stratford County, New Hampshire. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
Another texter wants to know, what about German measles? Yeah, what about German measles? Are we going to have to change that name, too? You know, Lyme disease, that's pretty serious. You know where that comes from? The first case was reported in Lyme, Connecticut. So if somebody in China gets Lyme disease and they say Lyme disease, is that xenophobic? Do they hate Americans? 844-500-4242. Oh, boy. Wuhan virus, xenophobic, blacktop, racist. The Gary Studs Stellwagen Bay Sanctuary, perfectly fine. I mentioned that Gary Studs is the late pederast congressman from Massachusetts. A bunch of his former students at St. Paul's School in Concord, New Hampshire, filed a lawsuit last year seeking damages because he was apparently a predator. He was a gay predator when he was a master at St. Paul's way back in the 60s. And it's all laid out in the lawsuit. I mean, we knew a lot of it because he took a congressional page over to Spain and applied him with vodka and then used him vodka and cranberry juice and used him for his own unspeakable ends. But this is it's more now. He's like a priest is what he was, you know, a predatory Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Boston priest. And they've got all these things named after him. Ocean sanctuaries, and when the St. Paul suit was filed, I wrote a call. I called down to the NOAA, National Ocean, whatever it is, and just said, "Are you gonna strip the names? Like, you know, they're tearing down statues, and you know everything's being renamed because of Confederates, et cetera, et cetera." This guy was a predator, but he was a gay predator, so nothing's happened. 844-500-4242. Dan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dan.
Hey, Howie. Listen, the president ought to postpone the election in the name of safety.
Yeah, that's the only thing they don't want to postpone. Well, they haven't gotten back. They don't trust their own polls. They say, oh, we're going to win easily, but they don't believe those polls. They know they're phony. I don't think they're going to postpone the election. I hope not anyway. I still think this thing's going to be over in fairly short order. But you know, I tell you one thing though, they are going to postpone the Joe Biden campaign. You're not going to see Joe Biden anywhere in public anytime soon. And that would be a good poll question for later in the week. How long is it going to be before Joe Biden goes in front of a crowd where he can be confronted by any reporters, even Democrat operatives with press passes? You know, we didn't play any of it yesterday because it doesn't really work as audio as much as video. But after he had that confrontation with the steel worker a couple of days ago in Detroit, the guy with the hard hat, when he was leaving that plant, he was asked a few more questions, and he really looked like a guy from an advanced care nursing home. He was just stumbling. He had vacant eyes, and they asked him some question, and he said, "I don't know why Sanders is acting like Trump." And it just, but it was his demeanor, his looks that were even worse than his pointless, non-compos mentis speech. And they're not going to let him out in public. They're not going to do any more spin rooms for the debate, which has now been turned into a gentle discussion on Sunday night, by the way. 844-500-4242. Old Lyme, Connecticut. Lyme, Old Lyme, something like that. Let's see here. Chris, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Chris. You there, Chris? No, Chris. Jack, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jack.
Hey, Howie, thanks for taking my call. Listen, all this talk about this Wuhan virus, I'm getting a little hungry. Can I get some Chinese food?
Yeah, you should go to a Chinese restaurant. Be sure to patron some Chinese establishments, as AOC would say. Patron them. Why don't we just appoint AOC the coronavirus czar? Then everything will be fine because she gets a total pass from the media. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.